And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 8th of May, 2014. It's the birthday of the great American man of letters, Edmund Wilson, born Red Bank, New Jersey, 1895. People called him a critic. He didn't think of himself as one, thought of himself as a journalist, worked at Vanity Fair, The New Republic, then a book reviewer for The New Yorker and The New York Review of Books. He was a man who did not mince words when it came to things that he did not like. He once wrote, "The cruelest thing that has happened to Lincoln since being shot by Booth was to have fallen into the hands of Carl Sandburg." He called Tolkien's Lord of the Rings juvenile trash and wrote to Lionel Trilling, "In my opinion, Robert Frost is partly a dreadful old fraud and one of the most relentless self-promoters in the history of American literature." He wrote about his own friend and classmate F. Scott Fitzgerald that he was given a gift for expression without very many ideas to express. It's the birthday of the novelist Pat Barker, born in Thornaby-on-Tees, England, 1943, grew up poor in northern working-class England, born to a single mother, never knew her father. Her mother wasn't even sure who he was, although for years she lied to her daughter and claimed that the father had been a pilot killed in World War II. Pat Barker, brought up by her grandparents, who ran a fish and chip shop, and she helped out in the store. Customers brought in their old newspapers to wrap up the fish and chips, and that was Pat Barker's first reading material. She was a good student. She won scholarships, wound up at the London School of Economics. She was married with a baby when she started writing fiction. She wrote several novels, couldn't find a publisher. She was writing novels, a whole series of them, about working-class women in industrial northern England struggling with poverty and violence. And then she said, "I had gotten myself into a box where I was strongly typecast as a northern working-class feminist, label, label, label." And she decided to switch course. Her grandfather had been a World War I veteran. She had grown up listening to his war stories, and she decided she would write novels about men in World War I, historical fiction. Three novels, Regeneration, The Eye in the Door, and The Ghost Road, which got great reviews. And The Ghost Road won the Booker Prize and made her famous. Pat Barker, who said, "Fiction should be about moral dilemmas that are so difficult that the author doesn't know the answer. What I hate in fiction is when the author knows better than the characters what they should do." Here's a poem for today by Robert Herrick, his poem, "To the Virgins to Make Much of Time." "Gather ye rosebuds while ye may, old time is still a-flying. And this same flower that smiles today, tomorrow will be dying. The glorious lamp of heaven, the sun, the higher he's a-getting, the sooner will his race be run, and nearer he's to setting. That age is best which is the first, when youth and blood are warmer. But being spent, the worse and worst times still succeed the former. Then be not coy, but use your time, and while ye may, go marry. For having lost but once your prime, you may forever tarry." Robert Herrick's "To the Virgins to Make Much of Time." That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. Available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.